I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about this concept of being tempted to want to be an influencer. And in this world, that word means something different now because there's social media influencers, people that people listen to. But influencing has been around forever. People want to be somebody important that people listen to. And I heard a great sermon or homily the other day about how the most important people who ever lived were not people of importance in society. People didn't look at them and say, now there's an influencer. They were just going about and doing the things they meant to do with no real sense of their own status or importance. And yet there's so much, today more than ever, this premium seems to be placed by people on wanting to be seen as an influencer and how they're perceived.
Yeah, when the influence you want to make becomes the end in itself, then it's become about you feeling good about being noticed. If it's about the thing that you feel drawn to do, then you don't really care how many people are watching you do it. You're just a fish in water. You're joyful because you're doing what God called you to do. And people are not even finding out what's really in their heart because they're losing themselves in this. One study showed that 86% of young Americans want to become a social media influencer. There's actually one university that offers a degree in how to be a social media influencer and make a living on it. And no one seems all that happy anymore. Have you noticed the connection here?
Absolutely. And by the way, earlier I just said, Chris, the most important people in society, I mean the saints. I mean the quiet people that have left and had a major influence. They weren't sitting there thinking, how many numbers do I have or what's my legacy going to be? They were quietly living within, you know, and Stephen Covey talks about your circle of influence. Mm-hmm. And we all have a circle of influence. And for those people that have a circle of influence, it's the 12 people around them every day, or maybe you have 10 people or 20,000 people or 100 million people. If you think that your worth and your goal is to expand that beyond what God gives you, you're actually going to lose your real influence on people's lives. There's so many people out there who are measuring their value based on the number of people who follow them, and the people who are doing God's will to help others aren't looking at that at all.
And social media encourages that. There's a billion-dollar industry behind encouraging that. There's an instant loop to, did what I say just now online matter? Well, I could look at exactly how many views it got and how many likes it got and how many comments it got. Then I know if it mattered. And Jesus called us to bear fruit that lasts. What this does is encourages an entire generation to invest themselves in fruit that's meaningless within 5 minutes of after you've posted it. So let's pray. Lord, we ask you to help us to bear fruit that lasts and to focus not on influencing, but you expand our influence however you want. Help us to focus on doing what you want us to do and to not lose ourselves in the idea of how many people we want to influence, but to focus on the people right under our nose that you send our way to love every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.